is high. By a rifle bullet buried his heart. Yes, they lined Joe Hill up against the wall and blindfolded his eyes. It's the life of a rebel that I chose to live. It's the life of a rebel that I died. It's the life of a rebel that I died. In time in the cell, he wrote to his friends and his wishes, they were vain. My body can't be found in this battle Utah ground, so they laid him on a fast departing train. Yeah, they laid him on.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're wonderful. And now, thank you.
beating heart of the city, this is 102.3 FM WHIVLP New Orleans, community radio dedicated to social justice, human rights, and ending all wars.
All right, all right. The hour is 7 p.m. here in New Orleans, Louisiana. It's time for Mega Music Monday. This is WHIV 102.3 FM, WHIVFM.org, and I am Mark Parrott, your host, joined, as always, by my friend Mark Thomas.
Hey there, folks. It's me.
Thanks for being here with me tonight, sir. I'm very excited about tonight's show. This is a special thing we do here on Monday nights.
Yes, it is. And I'm excited about tonight's theme, too. It's a very urbane theme.
It is indeed. And we are indeed in the city by the bay.
The city by the bay that Care forgot.
Louisiana.
the Big Apple forgot.
The city the bay forgot. Tonight, folks, on Mega Music Monday, we're going to be playing some songs about the city. We might get into some more stuff later. You never know where it goes with this show. We take wild left turns, right turns.
You know, folks, we don't know where we're going to go with this show. That's the best thing about it.
No idea. But we thank you for joining us. Once again, this is the station dedicated to human rights and social justice. We're going to get into a little bit of music, and then we'll be back with a lot more witty banter and chit-chat. Thanks for joining us tonight. In the meantime, here is something from, I think you know who it is, and I think you're going to enjoy it. We'll be right back in just a second.
Strong, moving in the right direction, living just enough
Talking Heads here on Mega Music Monday. And before the time, I was the tune, the big country before that we had, The Love at Spoonful with Summer in the City. And we started off with Stevie Wonder with Living for the City. And Mark Thomas, we are talking about, you guessed it, the city.
The urbane environment.
Is urbane and urban?
No, they're not the same.
Okay. But let's use it that way anyways.
The urbane.
Urbane, why not?
Yeah.
It's Mega Music Monday. We've got some songs for you tonight about the city. And like I said, we're probably going to go off in some different direction at some point. But for right now, that's where we're at. In the background, you're hearing a little Jale Jale. That is from Frente Cumbiero. That's actually a Mark Thomas selection from his show, Hearts of Palm Radio.
And that's a particularly good one.
It is a very good one. There's lots of good ones coming up right after this very show at 10 p.m. So don't you go change it. So, Mark, what do you think about living? You've lived in New Orleans for how many years?
Well, I've been here since 1970. So
1970. Mm-hmm. And you were with your family when you moved here.
Yes, I was 11.
11 years old. And did you guys live in the city proper, or were you out in the burbs?
Oh, we lived in the burbs. We lived in Jefferson Parish, brand new subdivision carved out of the swamp.
How was that?
Well, it was interesting because right there on the edge of the subdivision was the swamp. So you could go, you know, if you had a little boat, which all my friends did, you could put your boat in the canal and go back into the swamp. And,
the actual, like the same swamp that we fly over when we come into New Orleans, right?
Well, not that,
that
one.
That exact same one.
It was like that. It looked like that at one time. But now it's called, there's several subdivisions that it covers now. I forget the name of them, but it's all over there in Harvey and Gretna, you know, right. behind Tarrytown. There are golf courses and stuff like that there now.
Over on the West Bank.
Yeah, on the West Bank. Yeah, I did not clarify that. Yeah, West Bank.
I was thinking more in the Kenner area, but
no.
Heard that.
Well, I'm a West Bank of Dahlin.
It is funny that, I'm sure our local listeners know and our regular visitors know the geography of New Orleans is very confusing because the way the river bends, there's that hard 180 it takes right at the West Bank.
That's right.
And so you're on the east side of the river. Well.
When you're coming from the West Bank to the East Bank on the Mississippi River Bridge, you're going due west.
Due west, that's right. That's right. Yeah, it's very confusing. I still don't really understand why they call it the West Bank, and I guess I kind of do, but...
Well, you have to look at it as a continental thing, you know. Relative to the continent, it is the West Bank.
Did you see me just glaze over when you used big words like that, Mark?
Stop.
I said, what? River?
Continent? Continent, yeah, that's a real...
Incontinent. Well, living in the city, you know, you learn all these kind of tricks of the trade. And living in New Orleans, I remember feeling very cool when I moved over here. Well, I moved to the North Shore when I moved to Louisiana in 93,
right.
Over in Mandeville. And then I moved to the city in 98 for college. I'd gone to NOCA for a year, so I'd spent some time back and forth.
Sure.
But I remember when I started to kind of know my way around, that was a real rite of passage. Because, boy, I was, like, hopeless. I just did not... And New Orleans, despite being quite small and basically a grid, it's a grid that's been folded.
That's right.
Like a fan, and it makes it really tricky. And even though you're like basically, like you said, you're going due east on St. Charles, for example.
That's right.
But you go southeast, and then you kind of go east, and then you go northeast. And
so that's why we don't even bother with north, south, east, west in most of the city.
It's just Riverside, Lakeside.
Yeah.
This is all tricks of the trade, folks, for you newcomers to the city. Welcome to New Orleans. Good luck. We're going to be playing a bunch of songs today, and this is a good one. This one talks about all sorts of realities about living in the concrete jungle, as it were. But let's get into some music here, buddies. This is Bob Marley and the Wailers. You're listening to Mega Music Monday.
No. thinks we're all mother. Who are they to judge us?
Mother, mother,
simply calls me where I am on.
Queenie and the Percolatus.
Ah, that's a great song.
It is a really good song. That's got so many great musicians on it. John Magney, Tommy Malone, list goes on and on. That was a great, great classic recording. And actually, it kind of, I think it kind of got lost for a while. Little Queenie and the Percolators were a big-time band here in New Orleans for a long time.
Oh, I remember.
But they didn't make a, I don't think they made like a bunch of records. They might have made one record, but that was released as a single, I believe. There's just not a lot of recorded stuff of theirs, unfortunately.
Interesting.
Despite their, you know, big impact on the music scene.
Yeah.
I'm tightening up my I'm doing the wrong way. And I was like, why is this microphone doing squeak? It's Mega Music Monday, folks. Thanks for tuning into the show. We just heard Lil Queenie and the Percolators doing My Doll in New Orleans. My good friend Lee. Miss you. We love you, Lee. She's the best. Before that, we had Marvin Gaye doing Inner City Blues, parentheses, Make Me Wanna Holla. And before that, we had Bob Marley and the Wailers with Concrete Jungle. And you may have guessed tonight's theme is the city.
That's right.
And Mark Thomas and I have been talking about the city of New Orleans. We live in, like, I guess you could call them cliches in it. But there's something so... Some people are allowed to do those things.
And she takes some of those cliches and twists them a little bit.
She does. You're right.
The Oyster Kiss.
I'm in Crawfish Bliss. I mean, stuff like that from anyone else, or not anyone else, but from some other people just would not fly.
No, it's great.
But she really sells the heck out of it. And, you know, there's songs like... I could never say like filet gumbo in a song. I feel like it would just
filet gumbo.
It just doesn't sound right. Yeah. But there's people that can really pull filet that kind gumbo. Of thing off. They have the keys to that car, not me.
Right.
You know. But that is a great classic tune, and I've had the pleasure of playing that song live with Miss Lee Harris when she was still alive a couple of times.
Oh, that's wonderful.
It was a hoot and a half. This is Mega Music Monday, folks. This is WHIV. It's 102.3 FM, just about a little past the hour of 7:30 here in the Crescent City. And we are WHIVFM.org on the internet. Mark Thomas is my co-host tonight. I'm Mark Parody. And, Mark, how are you feeling this evening,
I'm feeling so good tonight, I can hardly stand it.
Me too. It doesn't even feel like a Monday, does it? It's got this weird kind of, like, weekend-y.
It does have a weekend-y vibe for some reason, but
I like it.
But you know what, Mark? My days are so messed up. You know, since I have such a strange work schedule, I don't know what day it is half the time.
I know, you and me both.
If it weren't for Mondays, I don't know that I would have a week.
That's true. Mark and I need our Mondays. It's the one anchor we have pretty much every week. We have Mondays to keep us from flying away like a balloon with no string.
That's right.
Yeah. Mega Music Monday, folks. Thanks for tuning into the show. We really appreciate you guys. We're talking about living in the city, living for the city, living sometimes near the city.
With the city.
With the city. I've noticed lately, Mark, have you noticed a lot of folks, a lot of our buddies from like the Cutters crew and a lot of the, like, I don't know, 60 and over maybe gay guys that I knew from the Marigny neighborhood, a lot of them have moved out to like Araby.
That's true.
Tilly is a big one now. Have you noticed that as well?
That is true. In fact, a few years ago when I was considering leaving leave mm-hmm. the Bywater, you know, my husband and I were considering buying a house down there. I didn't find anything that I liked, but you know, it's just what was available at the time.
Sure.
But, that's true.
It got hot for a minute, though. I remember when you were looking, that was a particularly... well, and it still is very popular, but
yeah.
it was on the come up at that time. People were starting to kind of get their eyes on it.
That's
like
right.
Our buddy Poncho bought that great place out in Araby, and now for a very good price. And now I think it's worth considerably more.
Oh yeah, I think there's been some good property value increase down there.
Yeah, and I think it's just because there's a lot of reasons. I mean, this is a tale as old as time with urban environments, and especially now in this modern era that. You know, places like New York and San Francisco, they go through a hard time, and they kind of get, like, the culture bearers come in and make it cool, and the property value goes up.
Right.
And then the people that made it cool can't live there anymore, can't afford, so they kind of move elsewhere. And
that's right.
And the story goes on and on.
No, it definitely does.
But then that's, you know, New Orleans, you've told me the tales of your early days in the French Quarter, and I really wish, I hate to do the whole nostalgia thing, because I'm happy to be alive now, but I do have a tremendous curiosity what it would have looked like in the French Quarter back when it was still cheap and full of artists and weirdos.
Yeah, and the houses and the buildings. I mean, I'm a preservationist in my heart. So I think from one perspective, it's wonderful that all of these buildings have been restored and all of that from a structural perspective. One thing that I do lament is that, you know, when I moved to New Orleans in 1970, the population of the French Quarter was over 7,000. And now it's just barely 2,000 and some odd.
Full-time, you mean full-time residents in the quarter?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, that's a good point, Mark. And you see that actually in my neighborhood as well, here in the Marigny. Well, over in the Marigny, we're in Mid-City,
Where you live.
Where I live, yeah. There's not so much my block, but many blocks throughout the Marigny, Bywater, and certainly the French Quarter are not occupied year-round. They're Airbnbs or they're wealthy people that come in, you know, throughout the year for special events. But yeah, you're right. I mean, the quarter. So you said 2,000 full-time residents?
Well, it's probably a little more than that. I don't know exactly. I haven't heard that any recent figures. But
you know, I walk a lot in the quarter, Mark, and I think you're right. I see a lot. There's not a huge presence of, like, people that live there every day.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel like it anyway.
Not like it used to be, that's for sure. Yeah. I mean, there were characters all over the place. I mean, real characters. And they lived in the French Quarter.
Yeah.
You know, nowadays it's mostly tourists. Not that there's anything wrong with tourists.
No, there's not. But and then a lot of the folks that live there, like I said, don't live there full time.
Yeah.
So, well, you know, there's still a bunch of weirdos living in the city, and thank God for that. Because what would New Orleans be without its weirdos?
Oh, that's definitely true.
You know, speaking of weird cities, New York had a weird run there back in the 70s and 80s. It was certainly not as desirable as it is now.
Oh, I remember.
And they've had a big comeback. Oh my gosh, how much better can you be doing than Manhattan?
I know it. In fact, I remember. I remember in about 1981. It was the first time I went to Manhattan. I mean, the stuff that was happening in Washington Square was unbelievable. Just in public, you know, mm-hmm. having to do with drugs and what have you.
Sure.
It was really, you know, I was a little intimidated. I was just a kid at the time, but yeah, it's.
Well, Times Square was really. Sketchy.
Oh, yeah.
Now it's cartoonish.
Yeah, yeah. I know it.
Well, let's hear a tune about New York, shall we? This is one from Bruce Springsteen, and as my nephew used to say, Bruce Springsteen. but yes, Bruce Springsteen, and this is a song called New York Serenade. This is coming to you live on Mega Music Monday.
Enjoy. Here we go.
Jackie's heels are stuck. Billy's got cleats on his boots. Together they're gonna boogaloo down Broadway and come back home with them. It's midnight in Manhattan. This is no time to get cute. It's a mad dog's promenade. So walk tall.
got time, a little bit too rugged, you and me, baby. Rolling down
All right, all right. We heard a little bit of Dirty Water from the Standells, the greatest Boston rock and roll anthem ever written. Before that, we had I Love L.A. from Randy Newman, and you know he means it because Randy Newman's never been sarcastic ever in his entire career. And we had, starting off that set, the extremely epic New York Serenade from Bruce Springsteen. That's like 10 minutes of near operatic, the working man's opera there.
9 minutes and 58 seconds. Yep.
No one tells the tale of New York like Bruce Springsteen.
That is true.
All right, folks, it's Mega Music Monday. It's we're coming up almost on the 8 o'clock hour. We got about four minutes or something left. But I want to remind you, you're listening to Mega Music Monday. I'm your host, Mark Parody, and that is my friend Mark Thomas.
Well, hello over there.
Hello, sir. Thank you for being here. We are very pleased to be bringing you music about the city tonight. And I do want to mention, while I have a chance, if you are interested in checking out any live music tonight, go over to offbeat.com. Those are our friends and partners over at offbeat.com. They've got a full listing of today's live music and otherwise live events.
That's comedy, right.
There's all sorts of stuff. Mondays, there's usually a lot of comedy, so make sure you, if you're interested in betraying us and leaving us and going to do something else, then
exactly. Fine. You gotta do. Fine. Do what you have to do. We are not offended in the slightest.
No, just fine. Just do whatever's best for you. That's fine. We'll be just fine.
Fine.
Don't forget, at 10 o'clock is Hearts of Palm Radio with the one and only Guadalupe Maria Victoria de las Palmas. Gata nada en exterior, muchas gracias.
De nada.
Yes, it's going to be a fine show. And we've got lots more music coming up about the city. Mark, everybody knows the things about New Orleans that are the most annoying. Potholes, political corruption, the weather can be really lousy in the summer.
Yeah.
What's one of your favorite things that keeps you living here all the
time? Oh, my God. The architecture and the landscape. The natural and created landscape here is fantastic. I just love it.
I agree. There are definitely moments, even living in this neighborhood as long as I have been. Well, I say this neighborhood, but I explore all neighborhoods when I get a chance. But I always find a new block. On a walk, I'll find a new block or something, and I walk down and I see a house I've never seen or a yard I've never seen. And you're right. It's really remarkable. You know, it's important to kind of remind ourselves because we get kind of desensitized to it after a while, but it's really special.
It really is. And just the presence of our live oaks, my God. Very few other cities have that. I mean, Mobile, Savannah, Charleston,
yep.
Houston, but you know, nobody has live oaks like we do, and they're just spectacular and add to the urban quality of our urban landscape, or the quality of our urban landscape,
I should say. I was going to ask you, I know in a lot of places like St. Charles Avenue, for example, they are very regularly paced out as you go down the road.
Right.
But those were planted at some point.
Intentionally, absolutely.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
And then you've got the ones that are clearly much older in places like Audubon Park.
Audubon Park or City Park, right.
City Park, yeah.
Yeah.
And what would be like the oldest one? I mean, are we talking 400 or 500 years or something?
You know, live oaks are reputed to live to be ancient. That's not exactly true. They'll live to be, a couple hundred years old, but the ones that live to be, 1,500 years old are much more rare. But, but around the city, you can probably find, several hundred-year-old ones, I know of one on Bayou St. John, right in front of a friend of mine's house, pretty close to the bridge, mm-hmm. that was documented as having been there when the settlers first arrived in New Orleans. It was the location of an Indian trading post, and that live oak was there at that time. So okay. That would have been, early 1700s?
That's a while.
Yeah, so.
That's incredible.
And it was already big. It was a landmark live oak at that time. So,
well, folks, we're going to be back in just a minute with a lot more music. But in the meantime, stay tuned. This is Mega Music Monday. You're listening to WHAV 102.3 FM and WHAVFM.org. We'll be right back.
This is Dancing Man 504 from New Orleans, Louisiana. You are listening to 102.3 WHIV, baby. Nobody beats them. Nobody.
One. One morning at breakfast, I said to my wife, we've been everywhere once and some places twice. As I had another helping of country ham, she said, we ain't never been to Vietnam. And there's a bunch of our boys over there. So we went to the Orient site.
The music, the message, the community. This is 102.3 FM WHIVLP New Orleans. Community radio dedicated to social justice, human rights, and ending all wars.
All right, the hour is 8 p.m. here, just about 8 p.m. here in the Crescent City. That's not Crescent City, California. This is New Orleans, Louisiana. And we are broadcasting live from the 14th floor of the WHIV Tower here in Mid-City. It's Mega Music Monday, and we're broadcasting live from 102.3 FM and WHIVFM.org. My name is Mark Parody, the host of Mega Music Monday, and this is my good friend Mark Thomas, co-host.
Hola.
Hola, senor. So tonight's show, we're just about an hour in. We've been talking about songs about the city, about living in the city.
Have you been to Crescent City, California?
Yeah, I have.
I have too. Only once, and it's nothing like our Crescent City.
No. I mean, aside from the fact that it's crescent shaped. No, it's a cool little coastal town. It's sort of starting to get into those more wide open beaches like you see up in Oregon.
Right.
It's like the northern California.
Right. It's farther north than Humboldt, right?
Oh yeah. Yeah, yeah. If you go north from Mendocino, through Humboldt, through like Eureka, Arcata,
yeah,
and you keep going almost all the way up is Crescent City. So that's it, and it's lovely. It's a small town, but it's on the coast. It's got that like fisher. There's a lot of like fishing stuff going on.
Nice.
Definitely not urban like we are here.
So. No.
But I'll tell you, there's few places more urban than Detroit.
Oh, I'd have to agree with you there.
And there are many, many great bands and many great songs about Detroit, but this happens to be one of my favorites. From a band that I must admit is not one of my favorites, but this is one of their high points. This is a song called Detroit Rock City. You have to say it Detroit, not
Detroit Rock City.
Detroit Rock City. This is Kiss, and this is Mega Music Monday.